Hey, everybody. It's us again. How's it going? This is Autastic, a podcast about autism, hosted by two comedians. I'm Graham Kay.
I'm Kirk Smith.
Yeah. What's Yahoo. Up, Kirk? How are you doing, buddy?
Good. It's good to have you back. You've been on the road a little bit. It's good to...
I have. I'm exhausted. Can't you tell? I just had like 11 cups of coffee. I come to your house and it's just like coffee city.
Coffee and peanuts.
I got jazzed up, ready to do this. And I may or may not use your bathroom directly after this.
Well, it's two laxatives. I think you better.
Okay. Anyway, so...
Straight to the poop guy. Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Mom.
Week in review. You want to just get to it? How you doing, man? It's been more than a week.
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I had a good week. I had some parenting issues with my daughter. I had to do parent teacher. She's graduating this year. So then it's like all the little things you got to line up.
Yeah.
And
a lot of little things.
Kind
of,
yeah.
And you're dealing, this is really, your daughter's guidance counselor is a famous celebrity's sister.
Yes.
And is useless.
She's got the good looking gene.
Yeah.
That part she got. She's not ugly, but that doesn't help me at this stage of my life. I'm not interested in procreating with her. I would like her just to do her job and just.
Yeah.
No, let's do this thing.
Not ruin your child life.
Yeah, not try to skate by on good looks.
Yeah.
But to actually give meaningful advice and maybe some guidance as a guidance counselor.
Mm-hmm.
That was frustrating. That was very frustrating. Yeah, her sister won the genetic lottery, and she looks like her, but not as good. But, like, you know.
Like if Picasso designed her face.
I was going to say more like Pollock, but yeah, sure.
Right, yeah, yeah. She took the same pieces.
It's all there.
Just arranged differently.
The DNA is there.
Yeah.
Just slightly
skewed. Just being mean to this lady because she's screwed. She's trying to, you know, not doing her job.
I wish she had been a little bit more direct and vocal about what we were missing. I probably, there's enough blame to go around.
Bigger question, how's your son?
Son's doing good. He's going to start, he's in Sweden. For those listeners just tuning in.
This is an autistic son in Sweden. He's in a program. They have more social
programs
there.
He is in the program now. The school doesn't start for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that. He's learned in Sweden they have, as they probably do in Canada, a lot of little services for the disabled. Like, for example, they do, I think they do this in LA now too, where the lights, when the man flashes for you to walk, also make a sound, a ticking sound. Tick, 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 tick.
Yep.
And so he's picked up on a couple of those little things. And so now he's going off the, puts his little ear up to the, or giant ear up to the little speaker and waits for the ticking and then starts walking. So there's slow progress that we're excited about.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So he won't walk into oncoming traffic. Yeah.
That's great.
I'd like to keep him around to have him outlive me. Yeah. So keep him out of oncoming traffic is important.
Yeah, it is.
So that was good. He's taking up jogging.
That's good because weight was an issue.
Weight's an issue.
Yeah.
So jogging's a big thing for Special Olympics. So we're talking to a Special Olympics guy. You have to be, I think we talked about this a little bit before, a certain level of handicapped. You can't be, you need to be pretty or handy-abled or whatever. You need to have some things. Otherwise, they won't let you compete. But he's definitely qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
So, the jogging's exciting. Yeah, so get him to do something. You know, I think that's the key. Just move, keep him active. Just move.
Yeah, you got to. My brother, we're doing that. He's he goes on a lot of walks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much his only exercise, though.
Okay.
Just walking two malls to buy
Star Wars
t-shirts.
I'm down.
So once a week.
I'm down.
About a two-hour walk to buy a Star Wars t-shirt.
But wasn't it like Rocky Marciano that walked like 5 miles a day? Because like walking's almost as good for you as it's close. It's real close. So yeah, if you get him to walk enough, I don't know if just to the mall, if he lives next to the mall, it's going to cut it. But yeah.
No, he walks. I mean, he's
what do you think? A few miles?
It's a few miles.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he gets some exercise.
That's great.
He plays. Oh, you know what he does though? He plays basketball.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about this. Yeah,
I saw him. I, my mother and I went to go see him play a game of basketball, and he shot the lights out. He likes top of the key, corner.
Elbow.
Elbow, exactly. Nice. Elbow, just his elbow jumper is sick.
So wait a minute. Statistically, he shoots a good percentage too? Or he just likes to shoot, or both?
Statistically, I would say he shoots 50%.
Wow.
And I'm not joking. He shoots 50%.
That's great.
from the elbow.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's great.
It is great. And he gets his shot off quickly. It's not like people are like letting, because he plays in a league where it's not all handicapped people. It's, there's a, he's the only actually mentally handicapped person in the league, probably. And we, I think I talked about this in a previous podcast. The reason why he, like, he was too good for special Olympics basketball, or he just was bored, you know. And so, because he's a tall guy, you know, he has this like amazing running style. He like prances, prances down the court, and he just sort of hangs out at
waits
the elbow,
for the ball.
Waits for the ball, and
if he gets it, it's going up.
Yeah, it's going up. He's good. He's good. He probably shot 50%. Got a video of it. Yeah.
All right. We have to put that on the Facebook page too.
Oh, yeah. We'll put that on. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. What's the form look like? He tucks the elbow in. How's he looking?
It's very one-handed. And it's
for our radio listeners, he's put his hand up in the air.
I'm trying to. Yeah, he almost doesn't use his left hand.
It's like Hank Gathers kind of thing.
Yeah, what?
Remember Hank Gathers, the guy who shot with one-handed free throws, Loyola Marymount?
No,
90s. Okay, he was a famous guy. Died of a heart attack on the court. It's kind of a big deal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He shot one-handed. Yeah. Free throws. I think it's there's probably two sports listeners and then 600 moms listening to this, but there's a man named Hank Gathers who was a pretty good basketball player.
He died, and then his friend on the same team would shoot left-handed.
That's right. But he would shoot one-handed. That was like a that was a style.
But he anyway. So yeah, he's kind of he's good. He's good.
That's cool.
He doesn't pass too often. he will pass if he's like fully covered. He'll pass, and he does not play a lick of defense.
He just like has his hands out, just lets everybody go by.
His teammates just go, just put your hands up under the basket, Pete. That's like what his job is. So you drive the hole, you got to deal with Pete.
But, his hands in the air, like 6 feet tall?
He's about 6'2".
Okay.
Put his hands in the air, but he doesn't really, he doesn't.
He's not blocking any shots?
No, people just walk right or
slapping
right
the ball away.
Yeah, he just sort of looks bored under the basket with his.
When do I get to shoot it again?
Yeah, when do I get to fire that?
Hurry up and make it, because I got to shoot it.
He's doing good. We had the family reunion. It was exciting. I spent like 4 or 5 days with him.
That's great.
Hung out a bunch. Yeah, it was great. It was great. It's tough though. Like he gets very annoying sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a
human being,
a lot of our listeners know it can be very annoying sometimes. And like at first we're playing and then we're not, and then he just starts bugging me, putting his finger in my ear, giving me wet willies.
you're like 30, and he's like 30, and you're sticking each other wet willies. You're like, listen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. And you're just like, hey, Peter, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I'm doing this right now. Please. It's annoying. And he goes, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He goes, it gets angry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. And then 30 seconds later, what will? You're like, God. I mean, when I was a teenager, I would go nuts. Like, I would, like, it would drive me nuts.
That's a good topic du jour. Talk about that, trying to deal with being a flawed human being yourself and then with another flawed human being, and then trying to...
Just dealing with, like...
Controlling your...
Yeah, I control... I mean, he's not he's
malicious,
physically disabled. You know, he's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
Poking me in the ear. And like...
It's not fun.
Yeah, I flicked him in the head, like with my knuckle. Like, you know, and I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I felt terrible. I didn't hit him. I mean, I was just like... I just
kind of pushed him off. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I was like, God. I don't know. That was like one thing that bothered me. I was like, that stuck with me. I was like, why? I just hit my brother. Like, I didn't really hit him, but I was like... I don't know. I was fine. He's fine. He's completely fine. But it's just, you always have to, it's different rules.
Yeah. And I don't think you're prepared. Like, I don't, the typical rules that the society teaches you don't necessarily apply.
No. No, you just have to have the most insane patience. Yeah. Sometimes I don't have it.
Who does? Yeah. Yeah. Nobody does.
No.
I think that's a tough one. Yeah. Where you're like, I used to do a bit about this where it's like trying to figure out the difference between when he's just being a bad kid and when he's being autistic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I did this on the podcast yet, but like when he shoves that peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the DVD player, is he doing it like maliciously? Like, cause he's like, oh, or he's being like, you can't figure it out.
And or is he
like,
trying to test boundaries, right, exactly, like any other kid.
Exactly.
And, you know.
And so if he's just trying to destroy my stuff, then I'm allowed to correct him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stop doing that. You can't just destroy everything electronic that I own.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't quite understand, then you're like, ah, crap, I got to eat that one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, man, knowing where the line is.
Yeah. It's
and they're a little bit manipulative.
Yeah.
They know that everything's slightly off, and so they know that you know. So yeah, they're not above, at least my son's definitely not above trying to take advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a great time though. At this
last story, I remember him he was throwing something on the floor. Maybe it was like silverware, and he like pushed to the floor. Stop doing that, JJ. Push the floor, you stop doing that. Grabs a fork. Makes eye contact with me.
Yeah.
Holds it over the floor. Smiles and drops it. And then you're like, you little.
Doesn't part of you like kind of go, he's being a real kid. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's being a stinker.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome. Like part of you is like, he's communicating with me and we both completely understand and are on the same level for once. You know what I mean?
And now I'm going to have to clean it up.
Now you're going to clean it up. And like reprimand him like you know.
A regular kid.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Sounds like what your brother's doing is what my brother used to do. That like radio list, you guys on the podcast, you can't hear this, but like he would get like an inch from my face and then he would be like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Not touch me. But he's like an inch from my face. Like his hands are all over. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Just to get under your skin.
Yeah.
So that's your brother's version of that. Just give you wet willies.
Yeah, except he's.
Except for he is touching you. Yeah. And he's bigger.
He's a big man. And he's probably like four beers in. So he's Pete is awesome.
He's clumsy.
Pete is a very interesting experiment because no one's told him to do these certain things, but he's just instinctively a man.
Okay.
He loves beer.
Okay.
And he loves women.
Okay.
He just loves it. He can't, and he knows it's wrong to look, and he gets just, he just can't help but flirt with my girlfriend and like look at her, and like he's like looking, he's like doing like the like looking out of the corner of his eye, but not even just like looking at her like chest and like her face, like my girlfriend is like, it's so sweet.
like, it's a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily sweet.
Well, it kind of, I don't know. She's like, it's just so. She's
right. So real. Is what
it's
it is.
So real. It's like this is he's just a dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know. It's pretty hilarious. He was he'd be like, so do you ever give Jane massages? I'd be like, yeah, sometimes. And like Jane's sitting beside me. Yeah, I give her, you know, sometimes. He goes, maybe you could give her a massage right now. Just wants to watch me. Because he knows that we were like, you can't just massage her. Like, he would go up and give her, like, massages and stuff. And, like, you can't just grab her and be, you know. He's like, okay, well, then you do it and I will watch.
I love he's got the logic figured out.
Yeah. Then maybe you should just give her a massage.
Nothing weird. He gets out his phone.
Yeah.
Just something normal, like normal loving couples do.
It's just very interesting. Like, it's just a very interesting study of testosterone, you know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
yeah. You're sweet. Anyway, that was awesome. It was good to like reconnect, and I didn't see him in a while, so
it's awesome.
It was awesome. We want to do in the news. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So I was looking around. There's this new they're finding that the video game Minecraft. I don't know if you're familiar with the video game Minecraft. It's a video game where you get to build your own world. You build your own world and you can go. I'm not sure, but I think you can go into other people's worlds that they've built and interact with them and stuff like that.
Okay.
But basically, it's like virtual Lego, you know.
Yeah.
And with text, you can communicate, type to other people, and so it hits a lot of things that autistic people need and like. You know, they like Lego, they like building, like tactile. And this is sort of virtual tactile, virtual Lego, and they're finding it's really helping with autistic people. This was a BBC piece that we just looked at, and there was no real study attached to this piece, but it was interesting. They interviewed several autistic people and Asperger's and whatnot, and they were like, it apparently just really helps them with their communication, and using their brain to build stuff.
I think it makes sense. I think what you're trying to do is like find something that they're interested in to try to channel some energy and some interest. So like, I think like parenting, I think it's much easier to try to channel somebody energy of some sort than no energy. Like if somebody's interested in absolutely nothing, it's hard to connect with them. Like if you can't talk to them about sports, you can't talk to them about fashion, or you can't talk to them about anything, and they just want to veg out, there's nothing to even, at least this allows them something to be interested in. Mm. Like some of these kids are interested in trains or...
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's something they can share virtually. So we talked about...
And like they're using their minds.
Right.
They're building.
Yeah, it's true.
They're figuring out like...
It's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Their synapses are firing, which is important. And if you're shut off from the world... Your brain can sort of atrophy.
Yeah, it's like a muscle, I think, right?
It's a complete muscle. That's a proven fact. You know, people who are smart, they read more and it makes them smarter.
Yeah, they push themselves.
They push themselves.
Yep.
You know, and so they're becoming more open. They're communicating with people because they don't have to stare at their face. They're staring at a computer screen, typing. I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting. I thought. It's a nice positive that didn't exist, a nice tool, communication tool, brain tool that didn't exist,
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh man, that makes me sound old. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember the early 2000s.
Well, you are old, Kirk.
That's true. The man who whittled my teeth continues to tell me that.
Man who what?
Whittled my teeth. Never mind. Wooden teeth, he whittled them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
You know, you really are only 5 cups of coffee in, aren't you?
I'm exhausted. wooden teeth aren't really wooden teeth. They were made by a guy named like Jim Wood, and they called them wooden teeth. They were actually porcelain or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But most people don't know that, but that's right.
Yeah. Just to let you know.
The problem with your joke, Kirk... Is
that it's patently wrong.
The logic is flawed. So let's see what else is going on. So we did week review.
We talked
about anger, talked about the news.
Yeah, man, I think we did it.
That's it. I think
did you have fun?
I had a great time.
I enjoy these talks. I think they're important for me.
Let's. This is unrelated, then we can edit it out at the end if we get nothing out of this. But how was the Just for Laughs you just came back from?
Oh, we don't have to edit it out. I'm happy to talk about Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs, comedy festival.
It's for the people who don't know, not in the biz, it's probably the biggest festival right now. A lot of industry. It's very prestigious.
Yeah, it's old. You know, old.
Yeah. I think it's the oldest one going, right? Because Aspen's gone? Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was my third year in a row going, which is a huge, huge honor for me. I was on a show with Louis C.K. That was exciting. And then he talked to me after we had a nice chat. And then I had like a TV taping. That was fun. That's always exciting to do, feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was fun. It was fun, and now I'm back in LA, living in a giant house, waiting for my girlfriend to come down and rescue me so we can move out together.
Giant house with 75 other people.
He's
not just living in a mansion by himself.
It's a comedy commune.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys in their 30s farting.
Not cleaning anything.
Not cleaning anything.
There's a lot of funny in there.
There's a lot.
And a lot of filth.
A lot of hairs.
Yeah, I'm not going to name the names, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
All over the place. Just hairs on the floor. Hair.
Talk about a study in testosterone.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Bathroom's covered with every bodily fluid imaginable.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. All our cycles are aligned, so it's wonderful.
Well, good. Welcome back, man.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
I can relate. I argued with a famous person's sister, so it's about the same, I'd say. It's about the same kind of week.
Yeah. Yeah. Up and up, bud.
Upwards and onwards. Mm-hmm. Onwards and upwards.
Thank you, as always, guys, for listening. We find this podcast really helpful for us. We learn a lot. And, for example, my brother is going to start a dating website, which I would have never thought of doing or learned about had it not been for this podcast.
He's going to start his own, or he's going to log into one of
those? He's not going to create his own dating website.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying. I was like, wow.
No, yeah, he's very ambitious. He's a multimillionaire now, and he's going to be fine. No,
walking around massaging people and you need a massage.
Pete Scope Grope Room. It's his new business.
So he's doing a profile.
Yeah, we're going to set him up with a profile. He wants to do it. He's pumped. My parents are going to help him. It's going to be great. So, I don't know. I find this podcast really helpful for me, and we hope that you find it helpful also.
Please share it.
Please share it. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Let us know if there's anything that you want us to talk about. We'll do research on it. We'll share our opinion with our experiences. Anything that you write, give us an email, Facebook, if you want to. We can read your letter on the air if it's appropriate.
Your letter. If you're still using stamps, we'll read your letter. If not, your email or whatever, Telegram.
Well, a message. I'd still call it a letter. Anyway, thanks very much. I'm Graham K. You can find me at Graham K Comedy.
When's your new special coming out?
My new special?
The taping, TV taping.
Oh, it's coming out this Saturday on the Comedy Network.
That's Saturday the 15th of August.
Yeah, but you can find it online at thecomedynetwork.com. Okay. So, yeah.
I finished my audiobook.
You did?
So yeah, now I need to figure out how to get it on the internet, but it's done. Now I got to just figure out the marketing part of it.
Yeah, you'll figure it out, man.
We
this podcast is going gangbusters, so we could do that. We could do this. Yeah. Anybody? So when he figures it out, Rice Krispies with ketchup.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.